Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, ahead of the Republican debate, we talked to Candace DeMatteis and Dr. John Packham of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Howard Rosenberg, Andrew McKay, and Marsha Birkbigler. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. John Packham, and for the first time, the policy director of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease, Candace DeMatteis. Pleasure to have you both on the program. And we wanted to have you back on the program because we've got the big Republican debate tomorrow night as we tape this. And so you have a lot of questions for the presidential candidates about chronic disease and its effects on the economy, on the health of the nation, so many different areas. What's the biggest question that if you had the opportunity to be one of those questioners, would you ask the candidates?
Well, just what they plan to do about chronic disease in this state and the rest of the country. We know that there's a lot of competition for the issues that they're wrestling with. Foreign policy is as big as they get, and a number of domestic issues. But we feel quite strongly that the issue of chronic disease, its burden on Americans, and the cost we're paying to manage and treat chronic disease, it makes it as big as any.
Michelle Obama, as the First Lady, certainly tried to do her part, but it seems to me it's been partially successful in getting the word out, but how successful in real life, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, childhood obesity levels have kind of leveled off, and that's been a big awareness push that she has done, making meals healthier in the schools and the like. And so we are seeing some help in that area, but we still have a huge problem with overweight and obesity.
Well, isn't part of that big help the fact that the major soft drink manufacturers are now making more money from selling bottled water than they are from selling sugary drinks?
Some of that, yes, and we've seen those changes in the schools. Well, what's available in the schools and encouraging children to, they're smart. You know, telling them about what's in things, making, when you go in a restaurant now, you see the calories in certain dishes, and that helps you to make decisions in terms of making healthier choices, and that's important. Education, awareness, And she really has done a lot along those lines in particular.
It was interesting to see the listing of chronic diseases. When people just hear that phrase, they may not know what it means, but mm-hmm. heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes. And what surprised me in that list is autism.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number of conditions that we consider chronic diseases, including the ones you've listed. We'd also include mental illness as a part of the issue, and the fact that that's related to other chronic diseases that individuals have. I mean, the majority of Nevadans have at least one chronic condition that's treatable and in principle preventable, but a number of Nevadans also have two or three chronic conditions. So it's that comorbid conditions that concern us as much as anything.
Wouldn't one of the solutions to chronic disease just be people being able to take control of their diets and moving away from marketing of huge amounts of food and beverage to what would be considered more normal sizes, say, for example, the kind of portion sizes that people ate before World War II?
A lot of it certainly is healthy behaviors. There's no question about it. Making healthier choices in what we eat, what we drink, avoiding tobacco, exercising, physical activity. Certainly that has a lot to do with it. And I've seen studies that show, obviously we have two-thirds of adults in Nevada are overweight or obese. But if you look at weight over time, everybody was thinner in the 40s, as you mentioned. It's not just people on the higher end of the scale.
Well, and my point for raising that is that that really came out of industrial food production that got going in a major way during World War II. And then once the war was over and the troops had returned home, you had these giant corporations that still wanted to make industrialized food, and now it was being pushed onto the public.
Yeah, food and diet are part of it, but I would also add that we've engineered physical activity out of work, out of leisure, out of getting to work, going to school, and those kind of things. And we know that physical activity, there was a great article in the Journal of the American Medical Association last week about the need to get counseling on physical activity back into what doctors do. I mean, people still get most of their medical advice from physicians, and 3 to 5 minutes of counseling on physical activity is known to actually have an impact on people changing their behavior.
Well, and part of what the partnership wants to do is to get people involved in solving problems before they occur rather than treating the disease, correct?
That's a lot of it, but there's also opportunities for prevention for someone who already has a chronic condition. For example, someone with diabetes who's managing it well, who's engaging in healthy behaviors, who's taking medicines, who's doing the testing, seeing their physician when needed, can live a very healthy life and avoid a lot of the costly complications that really drive healthcare costs. So we look at prevention not only in preventing disease onset, but also in avoiding those complications that really drive costs.
All right, so all of these are great ideas. Mm-hmm. Probably 90% of the people who have some kind of chronic disease would agree with everything you've said. How does a president get that message across to the public in a way that they will not just sit on the couch and watch a video of somebody exercising or eating healthy food rather than doing the things that you're suggesting? What's the role of the president?
Well, the president has the bully pulpit and has the opportunity to at least elevate the issue and then begin exploring what is done in the president's case through federal policy, the way we reimburse providers through Medicare, the way we set up our Medicaid programs to embed prevention, embed chronic disease management once it's occurred into federal policy.
All right, okay, let's take a break and we'll come back. Lots more to talk about on this topic when we return.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Candace DeMaeus and John Packham. And we're talking about the partnership to fight chronic disease and the upcoming presidential debate on Fox News tomorrow night. You know, as you look at all the issues that are raised in this political craziness that is going on, certainly on the Republican side, and I'm not saying good or bad on any of them, I'm just saying it's been kind of crazy, and more entertainment. It seems like health is not one of the issues that's even close to the top. How do you force it to the top?
Well, I think...
Because obviously it's a huge problem.
It is. It is. And if you look at, I mean, politicians are interested in voting blocks, if you will. One in two Americans lives with a chronic disease daily. There's no greater voting block, really, unless you say men or women, that you could talk to and talk about how am I going to, as president, make your life better. Health impacts every aspect of life. There's a lot of discussion about wages, for example, and wage inequality. Chronic disease affects wages. It affects income in terms of the types of jobs you can do, how many hours I can work, how productive I am at the workplace. And then I also get the squeeze on costs. Every chronic condition adds about $2,000 in medical expenses a year, and it escalates dramatically the more chronic conditions you have. So if you really want to make an impact on the everyday lives of Nevadans, of Americans in general, chronic disease is, you know, the domestic issue to talk about.
You brought up Medicare before we went to the break. What would you see happening in regards to Medicare, and B, can you get the Congress to go along with that?
Well, you can. I mean, Medicare at the end of the day is still one of the largest purchasers of health care in this country, and so you have an important lever there. I'd give a great example of something that's taking place right here in northern Nevada, and that's RIMS's Community Paramedicine Project. That's a demonstration project, so that means it's time limited, but basically it's one supported by Medicare, where community paramedics are going out into the community and helping individuals, particularly low-income individuals, with chronic disease management, management of diabetes and so forth. That's the exception. What we need the rule to be is a little more innovation, again, from the payers in that type of activity and the way we think about chronic disease.
But you've looked at the Congress in trying to deal with, you know, controlling costs through Medicare, and it seems like that is the last thing that they have a willingness to do.
Well, I think what you see with, you know, Medicare spending and so forth is actually a slowing in the growth or the trajectory of that growth. And part of it is that Congress does have the ability to control and at least limit some of that spending. But there needs to be more chronic disease prevention in the future.
As you look at Obamacare, it seems to me that for the poor, this has been a great thing to get people who don't have insurance to have insurance. For the rich, they don't care how much it costs. But for the middle class, it seems like we have just been slammed. My policy just went up by 20%, so I'm paying over $650 a month now, and with a $12,000 deductible. How does Obamacare play into this and the potential to perhaps reduce costs?
Certainly, if whether you're supportive of Obamacare or into repeal and replace, and that's your mantra, there still has to be a focus on the big problem. 86 cents of every dollar we spend on health care goes to treating people with chronic conditions. So if we don't get a handle on this, we really aren't going to get a handle on those increasing costs. And how do we, make care accessible and affordable and get people, the prevention they need, the recommended care they need to control those chronic conditions and bring costs down.
Okay, as you look at the Republican candidates, mm-hmm. is there one or two or three that you're looking at that you have the potential to make a difference with this campaign?
Well, I would like, in a perfect world, to think we could make a difference with any of the candidates, again, given the gravity of the issue. Obamacare was brought up. One of the things that I would want to know from a candidate, if you repeal and replace, are you going to, part of the replacement going to include some of the provisions in the Affordable Care Act that allow individuals to get preventive services with no co-pays or cost sharing, and that would be a disaster. So repeal and replace, you need to be wary.
I think that horse has so left the barn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great campaign slogan, but as there is nothing left of the previous system, and you now have a totally new system, the only way you can change this is to fix this. Harry Reid on this program said that the Republicans are throwing a tantrum, and until they stop throwing a tantrum, that they can't go in and fix some of the obvious things that need to be fixed. Mm-hmm. But isn't this similar to what happened with Social Security and Medicare over the years when they first came out to what they became?
It actually is. I mean, we've been amending the Medicare program for the last 50 years, and we will be dealing with or amending the Affordable Care Act for the rest of my lifetime.
Yes, indeed, for sure. Well, I also want to point out that the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease is a sponsor of this program, and we appreciate that. We appreciate your time. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the debate tomorrow night. Thank you both for being here very much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
At Gold Dust West, we believe in treating our neighbors right. Come by and enjoy a free piece of pie whenever you buy lunch or dinner. Be part of a Reno original. Our grill continues to be a hometown favorite. Chicken fried steak, homemade soups, charbroiled burgers. We have your favorite comfort food.
Gold Dust West.
New.
House full of friends.
It's free pie. Only at the Gold Dust West.
Have a car, a title? Then you're on Title Max's list to get the cash you need. No matter if you've been naughty or nice, Title Max accepts most makes, models, and years. Use your phone right now. Go to TitleMax.com and see how much cash you could get. Get the cash you need in as little as 30 minutes.
I got $1,000.
$4,000.
$10,000.
So this holiday, if you need cash, bring your title to Title Max and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Get your title back with Title Max.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Andrew McKay is here. He heads up the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Marsha Burke-Bigler is the chairwoman of the Washoe County Commission. And Howard Rosenberg is a trustee with the Washoe County School District. Pleasure to have you all here.
Nice to be here.
So it's interesting. In the newspapers this morning, the lead story above the fold was about the head of the airport in Reno getting a nice bonus and an increase in pay. And a lot of people look at those numbers and get upset that they seem to be very high by comparison with what the average person gets paid. But that isn't a reality, is it, when you're looking at executive pay?
Well, no, and for her, I think the key is she's performed. And I think she's performed way beyond what anybody even possibly imagined. Just look at recently, in Reno, this is a big deal, not necessarily for the viewers in Las Vegas, but, you know, we're clawing back the number of flights that we lost to Oakland. We got 3 daily new flights that are going to be coming in. She was a big driver of getting JetBlue for direct service to New York. I think Ms. Moore has done a heck of a job.
She's done a great job, yeah. A really great job. And we don't just base her salary on what's common in this community. We base it on people who do what she does all over this country. So it's very important that we keep somebody who's doing the job, and she's clearly doing the job. So we want to make sure we bring that kind of person back.
And you've had personal experience with this.
I was just going to say, all we would need to do is just change the names. I mean, we have a superintendent of schools who's been doing the job, who's been doing it better than anybody else has been doing it, is actually getting credit for what she's been doing, and some people are still angry about it. I still get calls. They're not nice.
I don't think it's necessarily her they're angry about. Perhaps it's the entire board and the way the board's been operating.
Why would they be in the least little bit upset about why the board's been operating the way it has? It's been operating the way a good school board does. It makes decisions in the best interest of its students.
Okay.
We're not the least interested in anybody else. All I care about is the kids.
There is a big distinction between the lady who runs the airport authority, Ms. Mora, and then Ms. Davis, who runs the Washington County School District. And the distinction is huge, in my opinion, and that is the airport authority is a quasi-governmental agency. There aren't any tax dollars that go into that.
That's correct.
As opposed to the school board. So there's a big distinction.
Wait a minute. Every time you buy a ticket on a plane to go somewhere, you're paying taxes. To whom does that go? It doesn't just go to the government. There has to be a little bit that we're investing in our very own airport. Have you tried getting anywhere from here lately? I'm sure she's a lovely lady, and she does a brilliant job, but you can't get here from any place. Or try getting out of here. It's wonderful that JetBlue is here. I think it's marvelous. And there are wonderful airlines. Are they painted blue? Is that why they... Whatever. In any case, the thing that really gets me is she didn't do that. It happened because the need was there, and she demonstrated the need.
But all you have to do is compare our airport to, say, San Jose's airport and how much more effective our airport is, how many more flights we have coming in. Talk to anybody who has to fly into California.
That is not
all the
idea of what is effective.
It is
Sorry,
the idea
no,
of what's effective.
No, it isn't. The number of flights is one thing. How effective they are is quite something else. Try getting to Boise, Idaho, for instance, without going to Hong Kong first.
Actually,
I haven't been able to do it. I don't know about you.
That's a change that I think she's working on next, because something that Alaska Airlines did. And it's not that you can't get to Boise. It's that you have to fly into Oregon to fly back to Boise now. You can fly to Salt Lake and fly into Boise also.
I think you can fly direct to Boise, just for the record.
All right, but one
really?
Of the, but one of the,
would you tell me where, please? Because
But one of the things that we should point out here is that with the economy growing the way it's growing, we're seeing a lot of movement from Silicon Valley into northern Nevada, and that's prompting Southwest, because now they know they can fill the seats. That's the big deal.
It's about filling the seats.
Does the community step up?
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Have you ever been on the 6 o'clock flight to Las Vegas?
I have.
They're on the wing. There's plenty of places for people. Believe me. Three of our people today came up from Las Vegas, landed in the worst windstorm that we've had in at least 2 or 3 days, and I don't think there was an empty seat on the plane. Bugs me is comparing Tracy Davis, superintendent of schools, who is involved with educating our children, to the head of an airport. Sorry, you can't do it.
I didn't make the comparison.
I didn't either.
I don't think she did either.
I don't think any of us are making that comparison.
Go back over
the
tape.
Let me just give you another
example. There was an inference from the host.
Yes.
Oh, is that what it was?
Let me give you another example.
Exactly.
On Tuesday, the county commission reviewed county manager John Slaughter's contract. John Slaughter he's finished his first year of what's a 4-year contract. We gave him a 4-year contract. He came to me as the chairman and said, I do not want a raise. Please don't give me a raise. If you guys try to give me a raise, I'll refuse it. He said, and I said, well, can we give you a bonus? And he said, well, if you think I deserve a bonus, that's fine. But I want 10% of it to go to the employee recognition program. That's a leader of a
huge county. Tracy Davis
really cares about taxpayer dollars.
And did it beautifully and is given no credit for it. She took less money to begin with, the newspaper notwithstanding. She is saving us $152,000 a year over the last two superintendents. That's number one. Number two, she's been doing the job for 4 years. And number three, she wouldn't take an evergreen contract, which has cost us $500,000.
She is a delightful lady.
And she is a smart lady. And that is where we have to leave it. We are out of time.
We will be right back.
Of course.
I'm Chris Bosch. When I was sidelined with blood clots in my lung, it was serious. Fortunately, my doctor had a game plan.
Treatment with Xarelto.
Hey, guys.
Hey, finally somebody I can look up to. Besides Arnie.
Xarelto is proven to treat and help reduce the risk of DVT and PE blood clots.
Xarelto is also proven to reduce the risk of stroke in people with AFib not caused by a heart valve problem.
For people with AFib currently well managed on warfarin, there is limited information on how Xarelto and warfarin compare in reducing the risk of stroke.
You know, I tried warfarin, but the blood testing and dietary restrictions...
Don't get me started on that. I didn't have to.
We started on Xarelto.
Nice pass.
Safety first.
Like all blood thinners, don't stop taking Xarelto without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of a blood clot or stroke. While taking, you may bruise more easily, and it may take longer for bleeding to stop. Xarelto may increase your risk of bleeding if you take certain medicines. Xarelto can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Get help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling. If you have had spinal anesthesia while on Xarelto, watch for back pain or any nerve or muscle-related signs or symptoms. Do not take Xarelto if you have an artificial heart valve or abnormal bleeding. Tell your doctor before all planned medical or dental procedures. Before starting Xarelto, tell your doctor about any kidney, liver, or bleeding problems.
You know, Xarelto is the number one prescribed blood thinner in its class.
That's a big win.
It is for me.
With Xarelto, there is no regular blood monitoring and no known dietary restrictions.
Treatment with Xarelto
was the right move for us. Ask your doctor about Xarelto.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms is back in Reno again this year. Look for our brand new location at the corner of South Virginia Street and Longley Lane. We will beat all competitors' prices. Happy holidays from Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms.
On our next broadcast, political reporter Sean Whaley with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll see you then.